Hi, we're on.
Oh.
Hi, we just came
on. New glasses, Lorge.
Lorge glasses.
Yep.
Bird Shannon. Go with Boyd, I mean. Shannon Boyd, by a Boyd.
Shannon, you in the yard.
Where's Deborah? She's supposed to be on. Deborah.
She's probably driving home.
No, she's busy with her new, she bought something, I forget what it was, like an abortion machine or some sort of, I think it was like a blender maybe for the Boardy.
She loves to buy technology and then return it.
Mm-hmm.
So she can feel like she has things, but she can't afford.
But she don't. She really don't.
She can just buy a Vitamix and then return it and do it every week.
Nothing wrong with that, honey. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I do it too.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Okay, trying it again. In fact, this is an experimental grum.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Did you upgrade to the beta bullshit Mac thing?
Mm-mm. No. Definitely not. No, I'm 10.9.4. I'm
you can beta test for free, man.
No, I'm not beta testing software.
Oh, right.
I am testing beta test. Why is this? You know what? Wait. Cheryl, will you talk about your lips? I have to go upstairs. I left my cell phone upstairs.
Okay.
And I need you to.
You just want me to talk about.
I want you to discuss your lips. I want you to answer this question for me.
Turn me up.
Well, I want you to answer this question while I go. What do you do when you haven't showered in 3 days and you have crusty lips? Okay, go.
When I haven't showered for a few days, and I have crusty lips, usually the first thing I do is smear my lips all over my panty. Next, I sniff them a little bit. They smell so good, so it makes my lips wart. So now I have crusty wart lips. I take each lip individually and stretch it out and see how long I can get it. As I stretch, I watch very carefully as the crust breaks open on each of my lips. I then scratch off the crust from the left lip first and watch it rain down as if it is a snowstorm. I then collect this and snort it. Then I move on to the right lip. Scrape, scrape, scrape until it's time to snort this. Excuse me, hello?
I only caught that halfway through.
And you're having that problem where you get all staticky, remember?
Oh, God damn it.
Just sounds horrible, horrific.
What sounds horrible? I sound fine to me. Ask the audience.
Matt, this has happened before.
And what did we do to solve it?
I don't remember.
Well, neither do I.
It was like 4 grams ago.
Well, let's just listen to it, shall we?
What?
Should we just listen to what 4 grams ago I said? I don't know what the fuck you're talking. Can you please go to the chat room and find out if the audience is having a problem?
They're not having a problem, but I am, and I can't deal with it.
Will. So what do you want to do? We don't know how to solve it.
Shit, I don't know. Something's not plugged in right,
Or
some input is not set correctly.
Tell me what it sounds like.
Okay, hold on. Talk.
Hello. Hello, my name is Madge.
Can you hear that again?
Nope.
Damn it.
I sound fine to me.
Hold on.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm going to record it for you.
What hurts?
I'm going to record you for yourself.
Oh, Jesus. So let me know when you want me to start talking. This is a good grum material here. Really good stuff. Good stuff.
Talk.
Hello, my name is Madge. I am a lesbian, and I have food allergies. Yay. Is that enough?
Okay.
Talk enough there?
One thing. Let me find this thing.
All right. Waiting for you to find the thing.
Talk. Now, does that sound right to you?
Kind of. Now, can you go to the chat room and ask if it's working for them? I understand you don't care, but it matters in terms of me diagnosing this problem. I did go to boot camp, you know. Okay?
You piss me off every fucking time you do this shit.
Well, what else are we going to do? Grom? Deborah's obviously...
I was having a very nice conversation with the listeners about what happens if I haven't showered in a few days and I have crusty clamps.
Yeah.
And you interrupted me.
You can keep discussing that. I'm happy to.
You interrupted me and you fucked up your sound.
Wait, Deborah's texting me. Is my sound okay, is still it's astounding, Gertl?
Mm-hmm.
Gertl? I want to find out, can you please find out what the audience says with respect to my sound?
You sound fine, but you don't sound fine to me.
So maybe it's on your end, perhaps?
No.
Let's see what, Deborah, are you there? Fucking Deborah.
Man.
Hold
I'm
on.
I'm going to abort you.
Cheryl, no, Deborah Wilkerson. Okay, I'm adding her again.
They say I'm quiet, though.
She's probably getting some auto-tune song ready. Deborah, I am trying to call you, but it is not working, period. Can you call me? Question mark. Dumb bitch. Fucking bitch. I bet you she's auto-tuning some fucking Lady Gaga bullshit, right?
Yeah.
You know she is. This is how she do.
Do I sound any louder to my...
Girls? What?
My girls.
How are you, girls? Your tits? Mm-hmm. You sound fine to me. Do you want to reboot?
Fix your thing. Just call me back.
Okay.
I mean, this is your girl.
Shut up. There. Let's call again. Here. Fucking bitch.
Yeah. Ugh.
Better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, period.
Blood.
See? Oh, that's so much better.
Now it's fixed and we have nothing to talk about. Because Deborah's not here.
Man, your face is ugly.
Well, look who's talking.
Girls. Girls. Girls.
We have a lot of things to talk about.
I'm not lesbian.
That how you like it? That how you like it? That how you like it?
Why your pussy smell?
Pickle.
What? Oh, I need to put the tooth... I coded, you know, I used tabs.
A-W-S.
I use those tabs, Cheryl, and I do the tabs. You know, in the OS X, where you can tag, not tab, I tag things, waterfall D, so I'm going to use this now. D, 2014, trumpet D. See, there it is. Do you like how I coded trumpet D? Because I couldn't find it last time. You like that?
You got staticky again.
Oh, did I? Deborah, do I sound bad to you?
My daughter being attacked by a sideline.
So I take that as a yes? Bad.
It's bad.
God damn it. It's this fucking goddamn fucking... homeless shithole I'm in. God damn it.
Yeah, it's the model trains.
It sounds like you're on a dale.
All right, I'm going to call you right back. Fucking shit. I'm going to quit Skype and go back in. Fuck me. Yeah. Jesus. Call these cunts back. Yeah, I heard a glitch. Hello, Glitchy? Yeah.
Hello.
Glitchy? Glitchina?
Of course, you sound better for, you know, 2 minutes.
For 10 seconds, and now Deborah's gone again.
All you did was just call me back.
I quit Skype and went back in, but I think it has to do with the... See, when it happened, I heard like a little bit of static on my end. So I think it might be, just might be a problem on my end.
Obviously.
But I think it has to do with the... Hi, honey. I think it has to do with the electricity in this house.
Debbie, don't worry. It'll get staticky again in about 3 minutes.
No, I'm going to tell them to turn off the air conditioner. That's what I'll
what
do.
What the fuck does that have to do with
because
that?
Because the air conditioner is fucking up my hole.
No, Madge, last time that was not the issue. It was something very obvious, and when you fixed it, you're like, oh, oops, I went to food camps and just like that.
Oh, I think maybe it was the, ask the audience. I'm sure somebody remembers, but maybe it was the sample rate. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay, let's check the sample rate.
From 44, you probably had it on like 67 or something.
Deborah, talk technical to me. You know it makes me hot.
That's probably what it was.
Tell me some more things technicals about bits and bytes.
Let's see.
Talk about your Thunderbolt port, that new hookup you got.
I stretched my clip and I got all that. Who's driving?
What?
Yeah, PCX.
Are you in the car? I heard some clickers. Are you in the car?
Mammy, get away from me with the clippers.
Did you call me Mammy? What?
A lady was trying to attack me.
She ugly.
Listen, there was a misunderstanding on the Grum holder.
Was there?
Apparently we're in two different time zones.
Yeah, that's hard to figure out, I know. It's hard.
You know.
Time zones are hard.
You gotta add, then subtract, and add again.
Oh, I understand.
Did you ever fix your netbook and your monitor?
No.
Your Packard Bell CRT 20-inch monitor.
I heard you had
10 speakers.
I heard you had a fun time at a certain Walmart getting some free Dropbox space.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I said at my lecture the other night.
What?
Sylvia? It's a very good tip for y'all out there that are technically savvy. Maybe Cheryl can do this. You go to your local Walmart to get 100 free gigs of the Google Drive.
How?
And set up a hotspot on your iPhone or your Android phone so you can log into the Chromebook and then reformat it and sign in.
Reformat?
Reformat the Chromebook and then sign in to your account and then reformat it again so you know they don't log into your account.
How long do you get the space for?
2 years.
That's all.
That's a long time.
That's all.
It's a very long time.
What does that do with Dropbox?
That's your trumpet dude.
You can do Dropbox too if you use the Android tablet. But see, we didn't have all the time.
Make it talk, Deborah.
How do you reformat a Chromebook?
By Control, Function, Escape, F.
Oof.
And you hold it down a long time when it's booting up. We, at the job today, true story, lady shit all over herself, took her clothes out, walked on the floor. No details about the job, but it happened. She shit on herself and threw the clothes in the basket.
Hold on. This is a bit much. You need to slow down and tell details. The story. Slow down. So, how did you get there?
I was
there?
Working at the school.
For girls.
Okay, the school for girls.
Yeah.
And a lady that is a regular at the school for girls, she went to the bathroom and she messed herself. All over the panty, all over the chiffon girdle, all over the chiffon top.
Okay. Do you have pictures?
No, you can't take pictures at the school for girls.
But you were in the girls' room.
So she tried to come out of the bathroom, and that's when some of the other girls said, oh, no, ma'am, you can't do that. You have to go back in there. Oh. And somebody, one of the other girls, bought that girl's an outfit to wear. And she continued to stay at the school for girls.
You keep saying girls. It's almost distracting.
Girls.
Yeah, pictures or it didn't happen.
Well, I guess it didn't happen then. So I made up.
Yep.
Because I love making up the smell of shit and smelling it throughout the whole school for girls.
Really?
Girls.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
Little old me, I thought maybe it was the bigger girl, because I seen a bigger one, and I said, oh, it was the bigger girl. Turns out, it was a little old white little girl that did it.
It's usually the old white ones.
Yeah, and I thought it was the big girl, the big black girl.
The black girls? They don't shit their pants.
I'm hearing a lot of racism.
That ain't the first time. You know, I told you about the girl man
Girls.
That shit the panty at the school cafeteria and refused to get up until he said he was going to done eating the buffet.
Uh-huh.
Madge has been posting a lot of racist things on Facebook.
What? What are you talking about? What are you
Rosa
talking
duck, for example.
I haven't posted any roast a duck. That's
I mean,
all
that
you.
Ashy. I've never seen a black look as ashy as that y'all had and what y'all did in video. Did
okay.
you watch that?
You have to understand that I don't watch any of those videos because I want to see them on the Grum for the first
time.
Well,
you got to watch this one. It is so amazing.
All right. Okay.
Y'all had and what y'all did?
Two?
Yeah.
Okay, if I have a bunch of files, and they end with a R-A-R, right?
Rar.
And then I click, double-click on them, and it expands them, but it puts them into a folder with a bunch of zip files that are numbered sequentially. How do I turn those numbered zip... Did it just go cuckoo again?
No.
Okay. How do I turn those... Oh, Clartoon, my friend Clartoon wants us to award him with the Fatty of the Year award for his video where he was accused of violating a larger lady's rights. But anyway.
Do you know the backstory of that?
Well, maybe we'll find out if we call him or her.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Clartoon. It's a nice name, though. It's not Wanda Wisdom.
Yeah.
How did you acquire rare files, raw files? Because, I mean, you really, nowadays, don't really acquire those.
I acquired them.
If you download.
Simple means.
Well,
if you're downloading videos.
Yeah. I'm trying to get the latest version of Wirecast, honey, if you must know. When I paid for it.
You can open them, man.
When I paid for it legally, they sent it to me on a goddamn raw. Yeah. Legally.
No. Yeah, RAR machine. That's the one I used to open it.
RAR machine?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheryl, you're helpful for once. Mm-hmm. How about that? Anyway, so I had an accident, Cheryl. A bad one. Deborah knows about this, but it only has one star on Softonic. Are you sure this is good? Anyway, I had an accident last week.
Do you mean, like...
A bad one.
You went to the bathhouse, or what?
No, not that kind of accident. A little bit different. Different. What? Okay, so here's what happened. I was at work, and I didn't feel like working very hard, which is normal. So I kind of, like, went to the Apple website, and I'm, like, clicking on things, you know, because they have these new MacBooks.
Bought something?
Can I tell the story without you fucking ruining it? Thanks. Thanks, Cheryl. So I was clicking around, and it said 18 months, same as cash, but only if you spend more than $2,000.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I really wonder if I would qualify for that. So I applied for that. In order to do that, I had to pick something for more than $2,000. So I picked that Retina MacBook Pro with the four... things and the things.
Yeah,
4K.
Do not yell at me. Remember last time that my grum holders practically exploded? Will you shut up? I'm not
You need
finished.
To buy your own place to stay. You're still
No, looking. This is more important.
Will you?
What is more important?
Cheryl, accidents are called accidents for a reason.
That's not an accident. Is no it? One feels bad for you then
nope.
that you need money.
Shut up. Of course I need.
Now you're supposed to act like you're poor.
Deborah.
You can't afford a new computer.
Shut
you're
up.
Living at your sister's house in the basement with the model train.
Cheryl. I mean, Deborah, do you see what I meant yesterday when I told you not to tell Cheryl when you buy anything? She yells at you.
Uh-huh.
See? Am I right, Deborah, or not?
You're poor, right?
Shut up. Anyway, can I finish the story of my accident?
Okay, now you've put it on credit.
No, it's
Somebody
not.
Somebody stole her credit.
It's 18 months, same as cash, and it said... Whoop.
That's credit. That's a line of credit, you dumb cunt.
Not when it's 0%.
Yes, when it's 0%.
Thanks.
It's called a promotion.
Well, why don't we just continue? You know what? Why don't we do this program on my G4? That'll see how well that goes for us.
Okay.
Anyway, so what happened is I clicked, you know, like check my credit. And it said you'll have you might even have an acceptance within 30 seconds. And
you know what, man?
What?
What's hilarious?
Are you interrupting me again?
Great to me, but in the chat, you sound crazy staticky. Woo! Pretty good. Woo! So, 18 months, so you got a line of credit.
So, do I need to do something? Do I need to start Ustream over or something?
Might be.
Do you want me to do that? I can.
I don't know.
But Deborah, you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the chat room, they say what? It's unlistenable or what?
See? Yes. That's what I was experiencing. And they're all like, oh, it's okay. You sound fine. No. Now they know what it's like. Is it the air conditioner? No, it's not. It's some shit on her new... Is this your new computer?
I don't know, because you didn't let me finish telling the goddamn story.
You better return it, piece of shit.
You didn't let
me... The point is the financing is too big to fail. So I don't see if I'm getting on credit. It's just too big to fail.
I'm going to get bailed out by the government. It doesn't matter.
Serious, you will. It's too big to fail. They can't allow it. They let the MacBook...
You guys gotta pray together. You gotta pray. You guys gotta pray together. You gotta pray.
I'm gonna speak up for the listeners. Okay. Please fix it for them.
Okay, then I'm gonna go offline of Ustream. Cheryl and
Maybe we can just use one of the listeners' social next time we want something.
Yeah, Ustream audience, refresh in about 20 seconds. I'm gonna refresh the uterus. These fucking people. Let's talk about how much we hate the audience since we're off air now, okay?
Okay. Well, I love them, but sometimes they make me angry.
Smell like fish.
They smell like fish.
Who does? Who in the audience smells like fish? What are you talking
about? Deborah.
It's a secret.
Who?
Kelly.
Kelly smells like fish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not a nice... Nobody who gives us money sounds like...
Okay, well then I think...
Smells like fish.
Therefore, if you don't give money, you stink.
Bear whispered 72.
Oh, he smells like fish.
Yeah, and he just left. Right as I said that.
You know what I heard? I heard that Deborah is really Andy Milton. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I heard it too. I did hear that, Cheryl.
Just a little girl.
Talk like Andy Milton, like you did that one time by accident. Remember?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
That was my grandson, remember?
Your grandson? You're not old enough. Is it better now? Oh, wait, we're not on yet. Now I'm broadcasting again, I think. So... Okay.
Meltzer.
Anyway, so I was telling you about my accident. And what happened is, so it said, yeah, you get the financing. And and I thought, that's nice. But then I accidentally pressed purchase, the end.
Oh. Well, but,
you didn't want to leave them hanging.
I have good news. You can return it.
I know. You get 2 weeks. Duh.
Yeah, but all that gold's got to be remelted and sent back from Apple back to the economy, and then they remelt it
for gold.
The treasury.
You talking about the precious metals from China?
Yeah, the too big to fail metals.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, remember, like, my CPU runs at 100% on the MacBook. This is really hard to do this Grumman a MacBook Air.
You got a MacBook Air. Take the MacBook Air, put it in the box. From the other one. Return the thing. So this ain't what it was supposed to be. There was a black UPS man. And I thought something was fishy.
And there's all this horrible stuff on this computer.
Listen,
there's black studying. There's a black with horrible, horrible ashy face.
Okay, the thing is, Cheryl. Cheryl. Yeah. Hi. Yeah. So the thing is this. I normally, when I'm on the MacBook Air...
So instead of using $2,000 as a, deposit on an apartment, you used it to buy a computer that you don't need.
You moron. You fucking
so
moron. Do you want the money that we got during the week or not?
Model train.
Do you want your share of the fucking money?
Yes, that we especially now that you purchased a new computer.
Okay, well, guess what? You're not going to get your share of the money as long as you're a bitch to me about this.
I'm being a bitch. I'm
you are being a bitch. Oh,
you
you're being
to
a bitch.
Be conservative with your finances.
Listen,
Maya.
Then why don't I just conserve the money that was donated and not disperse
because
it?
Because it's not just for you. I am the little girl that
but I need an apartment deposit.
Fucking cunt lips to everyone.
I need a deposit, though. I can't afford to be shelling out all this money to Starbucks and you.
Starbucks?
Yeah, JoJo.
When it's said and done, when it's all over, she's dead. The computer is more important.
At least Deborah understands. Deborah understands me.
It's Apple, for God's sake.
Deborah thinks I should return it and get the more expensive MacBook Mac Pro because. And also, well, since it has Thunderbolt 2, we're going to lay some cable between me, you, and Deborah.
Ooh, some cable.
We're going to have a dedicated fiber.
Ooh.
Because for.
Also financed by GE Capital.
I want to show you my
okay,
but I want to tell you. Normally, when I do the MacBook Air, my CPUs are at 100%. Right now, all of my CPUs are on green. Look, this is my MacBook Air. See, it has a Firefly on it. I want to show you because I couldn't show you when I was recording using it, obviously. But see how when you turn it on, the Apple logo is a Firefly. Isn't that cute? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I'm selling this. For $2,500.
No one wants.
It's going to be autographed. Look, it's autographed.
Does it have Trotsky come on it like your last?
I could arrange for duty from the birds. You can see it has autograph on the other side and a firefly. This is genuine QVC.
Rich turned. Is that some food hanging up?
Yes. Now, what I wanted to tell you also is that you stupid bitch. I'm not saving money for a fucking deposit. I'm paying my bills off.
What bills, Steve?
For computer.
Oh, okay.
How are you so dumb?
Oh, okay. Because I squirted my jizz up in here.
She needs the Mac for the coding, too. You forgot to mention that.
For the coding? What?
For the coding.
Oh, coding. I thought you said code. Coding, like... like
if you relapse, you know, you can drink your codeine and top on it. Maybe even do a blog like Wilbur Wilson.
I thought you meant coating, like enamel coating, like a Teflon coating.
Man.
Like you can cook.
Code it too. You can codeine it, coat it, and coat it.
But it doubles as a lapse dryer as well.
Yeah. And think about it. If you ever get mad and you're really upset at life, you can always throw it at Feast of Fools.
I don't run into people writing me terrible letters saying, I think you're in league with the devil and you should be. No, I don't get that.
I think you should donate it to the Sylvia Foundation. For
the same as Johnny Johnson or Yanni Johnson. You might want to get into, let's say.
If I do one of those credit things, can I put that for the school, the Spirit of Novus?
Can we talk about Deborah's wonderful last Grum and how great it is that she's decided to do shows again?
It is wonderful.
I'm very glad, Debbie.
That was a wonderful game.
I need you to do more Grums because I need something to listen to while I work out.
True. Yeah. But, gonna need that Mac Pro.
Well, obviously. Okay. And my favorite part was when Deborah offered that man to get to rape her while she listens to the keynote of the iPhone 6.
Yes.
Oh, on the stage.
Yeah.
Lost your virginity for what?
Keep my pussy, Mrs. Garrett. Mrs. Garrett, I want you to shit on my chest. I want to fuck your dirty black pussy.
I like how he was like, that guy was so gullible, and then like he finally got onto you when you stuffed a, that forget about Natalie, forget about having sex with a dead guy. No, that didn't didn't clue
that
him
was
in.
Hot.
It was the cat.
Suck a dead man's dick. Oh,
he's like, oh, that's really odd.
He's oh, like, oh wait, my god,
a cat? Oh, god. No
that's
way would a cat possible. Fit. Yeah, no way would a cat fit.
Yeah.
No.
Have you seen some of these babies? They pop out. I think a cat will fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who was who played Natalie in that nice thing?
My little, one of the little girls from the school.
Natalie.
Natalie was really good. And look, Natalie, because I was going to edit out the when I broke down, but Natalie's like, leave it in there, it's funnier. And it was. I couldn't keep it together. I could not keep it together for, and oh, he got so hot and bothered by it, you know. Oh. And then when Natalie almost died, he was all for that. Oh. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I choked her. I'm going to stomp on her.
At the school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little pervy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ash?
Yeah?
Stop grapefruiting.
I'm not grapefruiting. I'm trying to figure out how to sell this. See, if I can get RAR machine to work, then I can get the...
Didn't I sound
is
like a zombie
called?
From Walking Dead? It sounded like a Walking Dead
I don't.
Zombie.
I've never watched The Walking Dead. Everybody watches it for
well, that's so what good. It sounded like. And hey. That got him off.
Madge.
What? Stop very, saying my name. It's annoying.
Very important topic for you.
Yeah?
I have a word of the week.
Okay.
The word of the week is Bay Room. B-A-Y-R-O-O-M. Have you ever heard this word before?
No.
Bay Room. Blacks like to call and ask about apartments, and they say, how many bay room it have?
It's bathroom.
No, bay room.
Cheryl, this, room?
Cheryl, this
how many bay room you have?
This RAR machine wants me to install all kinds of shit. It says
bay room.
It says you need to install the RAR tools in order to use the RAR machine.
Well, then maybe it's a different grub than the one.
Go
I
go to rarextractor.com and pay the $19.99 and buy it.
Fuck
Mitch,
you.
Did they ever use that word at the dorm?
Bathroom.
No, bedroom, bay room.
Bedroom? It's bedroom. There's a T somewhere. Yeah, I think there's a T in there. Cheryl?
No, bay room.
Beyonce room.
Yeah.
Bathroom is bathroom. Bay room.
Cheryl, blacks don't have bay windows. Okay.
What?
The blacks do not have bay windows.
Not bay windows, Madge.
No.
Bay room.
Well, I don't know what that is.
How many bay room it have? They will ask that. Then you tell them how much it is, and then they hang up.
I don't understand.
Bay room, $5.99.
Are we going?
Bay room, and then you say it's $1,000 a month, and then they hang up on you. And
what
that
the
is
hell?
Not-
what in the fuck are you talking about, Cheryl? Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously.
And then the Hispanics, they have like 20 people in the house.
And they just want one room.
The and then room? The Hmong, they have car seats. The Hmong?
Hmong.
Yeah, the Hmong, they use car seats in their living room.
What minge?
You know what, and that's true. And then they have their minivans, and there's always car
the
seats
minivans
in minivans, but no babies minivans. In them.
The minivans that look like Dustbusters. They drive those, and they take the seats out at night, and they sit in those in the living room.
You I know? Don't understand what you're talking about at all.
Those in Yale. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bay room.
What the fuck you're talking about?
And the Italians, they're all related. The whole damn seven families living in one house.
The bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they're always naked, thinking it's okay to be naked next to mama.
Then they ask if they can put up blackout shades, because you know what they're finna do.
What, Sam?
Mm-hmm. Do shoots. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. I have these neighbors. They're black. Nice mm-hmm. people, though.
Yeah.
I love white people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're tan.
What do you think of the lady I called y'all?
And which
I
one?
Said that I just wanted to appreciate the young black man that acted white.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I enjoyed that quite a bit. And they're all like, why does that matter? Well, she was acting, you know, nothing wrong with that, but, you know.
Like it's normal or something for them not to act bad.
Bad?
Well,
yeah.
I know. Obama's in the White House, they're losing control.
Man.
Yeah.
No
files to. I'm still trying to extract these RARs.
I hope your recording doesn't have static on it. Just saying.
It doesn't. I'm listening to my recording. I know what I'm recording.
Okay.
So shut up about it.
Okay. I think it's not very nice for you if you want people to give us money, but.
Is it still doing that noise?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just move some files around. Do you have static or just me?
Even somebody that gives us money.
Cheryl.
Is Edith, says to fix it.
Ask this question. Who is having static? Just me or you also? And Deborah. Ask them now. And that noise is me moving files. Did you ask the question? Did you ask the question in the chat room or not? What?
It's everyone.
Oh, not just me? Not just me.
No.
Damn
it. That's right.
I was just going to say, then you talk. Fuck this. Wait, okay.
I'll carry the gram.
The unarchiver does not have permission to run... Ugh. They didn't teach us this RAR.
Can you do that later?
No, because that's the problem is I'm not using the software I normally use because on this new computer, it wasn't licensed. Can you ever let me finish a fucking sentence?
It's getting worse, they said.
RAR machine. Sounds like a goddamn Prince song.
I think those RAR files are giving you viruses.
$4,000 and the thing can't open up a package.
Oh, now you're on with her. It's just going to all gang up on me because of the RAR.
I'm just saying you spend $1,000 on just RAM alone.
Well, you know, it's expensive. I got 64K. The structure
of
the...
So it seems to be something with that program that takes your audio and puts it in different places like Skype and Ustream.
Oh, Ableton?
Yeah.
You want me to start that again?
No, it's something, some kind of setting there, man. Did you check the...
I told you I checked it. Everything is at 11.
I'd restart Ableton because sometimes Logic will do that. It'll like gurgle, gurgle, gurka, and then you got to restart it.
All right, I'm going to do that. So just everybody stay with me.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, just get fucked. And Cheryl, while we're away, I want you to think about how you could be a better girl. Man, I don't know how you could fucking say that. All right. There's not enough. There hasn't been enough delay for them to hear whether
I could sure go for a nice cold sip of Dr. Pepper right now.
What do you hear, Cheryl?
Static.
I don't.
Well, good.
No, in the chat. I mean, in the
user. But Cheryl, there's a delay in the chat.
No, I hear it.
You hear what? You hear us talking now?
You know, a long time ago in like 1300s, a lady heard stuff and they burned the bitch. Just saying.
That would be, I would be so in favor of that. You mean like Joan of Arc, except with Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's
Cheryl,
a lesbian. You'll
be a saint. That's the that's the good part. The bad side is you'll be dead, but that's also an upside for us. What do you think?
Yeah.
We can sell pins and stuff.
Pins? That's the burning of the Cheryl?
Yeah.
All right, I found another. It's called Z7ZX.
Stop trying to fix that shit and fix the Grum that we're doing live.
That's what I'm trying to fix, you fucking dumb cunt. I went to boot camp, not you.
Yeah.
She's trying to get the other program.
You see what I got?
It is,
yeah.
I can tell you what it is.
Okay.
She's got the other program. The serial ain't working for it. So every like 10 minutes it's making it do static like it normally does if you don't purchase the product legally. And so she's trying to use another product that she purchased legally.
She doesn't purchase any product. Ever. Except for Apple's bullshit.
She got a loan for it. That's what she was putting in her birth certificate and social.
It's going to ruin her credit.
Credit? Credit what?
That's right.
What if you go over there?
You know what this is, don't you? It's your big boy. Yeah, it's me, Marcel. Listen, I'm on my way to North Carolina, and I'm in this vehicle just clowning. Oh, my God. But listen, a general statement was made about...
Yes.
Your hand.
It's processing. Oh, wait, something happened. No, it didn't. Now I have all the files except they have a 7Z7 on them.
If a church needs to buy a computer and get a loan, you don't use anybody's social. You just do it under the church. So then if the church fails, you don't got to pay it back, right?
Yeah.
Get the church of Jesus.
I'm going to look into that.
The Latter-day Church of Cheryl? Or what?
And to qualify as a church, apparently all you need to do is molest little boys. So that's, I think, right. We might be able to open up a church.
Well, I don't do that, do you?
I'm just saying, you know, the options, the standards for the church aren't that high. So, I mean, really, anything can be a church.
Well, this? Yeast Radio?
I'm just saying.
Oh.
I don't see why not.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, you know, you can, well, I'm not going to talk about them, but I'm just saying.
The Mormons?
You can, no, I'm not scared to talk about them.
Okay.
The other ones.
Lesbians? Man. What?
Go ahead, Cheryl. Take it away.
It's really enjoyable.
Wait, I just had an idea. I'll use the MacBook Pro to
Why don't Ustream. We use Blog Talk Radio?
No, because it sounds even worse. What we'll do is I'll use the old computer to broadcast, and then I'll do the Grum Hole on this. Oh, but then I won't be able to have Holder Vision.
Yes, let's add more technology, because you can't even handle
You'll still
one
be able to do
computer.
That. Use that audio output, plug that into the input on the other one, then listen to the other one and broadcast through the other one.
I don't know what you're saying. Is that English, or are you speaking in tunes?
And then stick your hands and rub yourself. Oh, I just want to rub myself for the IHOP man.
I'm just tapping the stream for a second. I'm going to restart uterus. But you guys are still here, so don't worry.
Somebody said the static is a delay.
A delay? What does that mean?
The static. Someone said you can hear the delay in the static.
So? And what's your point?
No. Something with your shit.
My shit? You mean like duty?
Yeah, your setup sucks.
Huh. You're rude.
Fix your fucking shit, Mary.
Ugh. Well,
I didn't give up my Sunday night to have to troubleshoot your bullshit. I wanted to make phone calls and have good times and make money.
Well, start.
No, I can't because you're getting in the way.
But you won't. Why don't you and Deborah talk while I try and fix this? And shut the fuck up, okay? I cannot think while you're trying yelling at
me. Well, stop roaring.
I'm not roaring. I'm unroaring.
I'm
getting a snack.
Get a snack, Deborah. What's new? Talk about something.
Company.
Jesus fuck.
So everybody. We're going to do a little meditation so everybody stops getting so stressed out and stressed
anxiety.
Out.
Yeah.
Put a little music on.
Okay.
You're on a beach that's near a back alley. You're sitting on a Coke bottle and five black people surrounding you. You can smell the black and mild and the alcohol.
The blunts.
You just want to rub yourself, huh?
The blunts?
And the marijuana.
Yeah.
You just want to rub yourself.
Uh-huh.
Huh? One black man says he wants to help rub you, too. The other one says he wants to rub you. They start rubbing you so bad it burns.
It feels good.
But you just, let me guess, though, you just want them to look at it, though.
I just wanted you to look at it. But then they started putting their hands inside of me like they were playing clap, clap.
Yeah.
They said, can you clap? Can you clap? I said, no, no, sir, no, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir. Yeah. Then they made me do the stanky leg and the moose.
What's that?
Moose?
Moose knuckle?
Mm-hmm. The moose is where you bend all over. And then you grab a black man with each hand, and then they pick you up and they sling it all over you.
I think I see that.
They finish all in a magic bullet in the whip setting and pour it all over you and make you walk out in the street naked in a chiffon girdle.
Uh-huh. I think I saw that on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
People keep posting these videos of flying.
Do they?
Yeah. Wash.
Are you frying chicken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you fix it, man?
Oh, dear. Go fucked. I'm working on it.
Did you fix it?
Sure.
Chured. Okay.
Okay, I'm broadcasting now. Nope. Oops. I forgot to do the audio. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
I said how to audio shout. Audio shout.
Sure.
Audio.
Is that how you log in?
Hello. I guess we're back on now. Oh, I'm going to try and listen to it on my phone, see how it sounds. That'll be fun. All right, why don't you collect some phone numbers and donations in the meanwhile? Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, the basket's set out. Come on now. Shaky.
After that great grum, technology and the static, please donate.
Oh, didn't I tell you we're rehearsing for an hour, and then we're going on at 9, so we'll be live in 2 minutes. That was just
what?
Practice. Yeah.
No, well, then I'm
that
leaving.
Was a rehearsal. Oh, fuck you.
Whatever, that's how it always is.
Yes.
I'm so fancy.
Fiat. What are you eating?
Such a good song.
A crackle.
If I have to sit through a goddamn commercial watching my own grum, I'm going to be real pissed.
And think of all the money you're making from that commercial they're putting on your grum.
Yeah. It's great, huh? Yeah. It sure is, Putt. I'm not getting nothing on Ustream.
Just doing an honest day's work.
Pat
just gonna set these teddy bears. Oh no, the teddy bears fell on me. Oh, I'm dead.
Putty Putson.
Did you tell the listeners that's when you Googled about her and you spent that $200 background check and ancestry.com?
No, I forgot to mention that.
Died.
How
did you tell them?
She died by teddy bear. I think you already alluded to that.
An avalanche of teddy bears collapsed on her at the Toys R Us.
I think we should call
a pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
You think what?
We should call Colin Blow again.
Okay. And then we want to call the prayer line again too, or what?
They blocked us.
How did they block that? You called them on your show. How did they block that also? I don't really understand.
I don't know. They blocked it, though.
Wait, they blocked.
They must have blocked one. All Skype calls or something.
I got a number.
No one. No dark entity. Nothing can come up.
I'm not even getting it. Like, I'm trying to go to our Ustream. Oh, my God. Am I on the fucking One Wisdom channel? No,
why
I'm on the right
channel.
Why
do you use Ustream, though? I mean, why don't you just broadcast it through the QuickTime streaming thing and put it on the website?
Because you have to have a big-ass server to do that. I can't...
No, you do it on a computer. You have a Mac.
Yeah.
Okay, or use and then
explain to me how it gets from me to all the users. Okay,
you open QuickTime 7 Pro. You say, like, generate the live link thing or whatever.
Right.
And then it gives you code, and then you put that on your website, and then you hit start.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's just audio. It can't be that complicated. I'm sure a professional like you can just code that in a second.
Is that coon gone?
Is that how you like it?
All right.
I got a number. It's iLawsuit. The commercial was iLawsuit for surgical mesh.
Okay.
Let's see what else I got.
Sounds good.
They don't find us funny.
Christian radio host Ebola will solve America's problems of atheism and homosexuality.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Ebola and homo?
Oh, I got a good one I was going to say for my show. But since so many people are going to donate to this show, I'm going to share it, but I'm going to share it once I get into the boudoir.
Okay.
Because I think it'll be something good for the show.
Where are you now?
I'm in a back alley. I just got finished sucking off a black man.
Everything's not home.
It takes time. It takes time for him to get there.
There's like some commercial for a shower or the clothes needed washing up on my Ustream.
We're going to make our own commercials over the Ustream.
The static is gone right now.
Well, thanks. Okay.
When I choose a cola, I'm a Dr. Pepper girl. Call me a Pepper.
Helpful.
Oh, maybe it's because... maybe. It, what?
Dr. Pepper. When I'm raped by a black man, I always choose Dr. Pepper to refresh my memory.
Deborah, can you go like 5 seconds without saying black man or no? Blail.
When I'm raped by a Native American, I choose 7-Up because it always pops me.
Okay, that's good.
It's a good way to kill the sperm.
Yeah.
Yes, Lucas, my name is Gary Boylan. I'm in Canton, Ohio. I'm a white male, 5'10", 195 pounds, medium build, fair complexion, brown hair, blue eyes, 61 years old.
Somebody's auditioning for Holocaust.
And I was interested in seeing if you might be interested in using one of your models, one of your videos, where I could be at. Like a body figure or whatever for your sub. And I told the advertising at the one time fight your white boyfriend. And be open to anything like that. And either solo or with multiple thugs, whatever. But I was wondering if FlavorWorks ever comes and does any modeling, casting, or any action up here in Northeast Ohio. My number is 3-3-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-4-5-0-
too. No, to register for access, go to PrayLive.com or call for...
Do it. Damn it. Them is bitches.
Who are you calling now?
The more you push, the more... Oh.
What? Okay. Hold on.
Hold on.
PrayLive. Welcome to PrayLive.
Thank you.
Sound just like...
No abort.
Go, Cheryl.
Do it, Debbie.
I'm going in there.
Hello, hotline. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. I was wondering if you might be able to help.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, about 3 weeks ago, I had an incident
And I think that I'm now pregnant.
Okay.
And I don't know if I want to keep it because I really don't have a lot of money. And it's a child of rape. And I don't know if you might be able to help me look at my options.
Okay. Do you have other children?
I've got one that I gave up for adoption. Never do that again. No other surviving.
Say that again?
No other surviving.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I'm about 25.
Okay. You're still young to have a child. And how many months do you think you're pregnant?
Maybe a month and a half, 2 months.
Mm-hmm. That's already big. It has already, the footprints and the hands are already developed.
Oh, it's got hyons. It's got hyons.
Yeah, you're too young to have an abortion.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem that dying. And I'm so young that if I have a child, it's going to ruin my life.
No.
It's going to change
everything. I have children, my children. When you have a child, it does not mean you will be striving more, you know? I have three children.
But I'm a party girl. I like to go out and I like to, you know, go to the club and, you know, get fisted, things like that. And
if you want to do that in your life, well, what will you do when you will be old? You will become old.
Well, you know, then I'll be an old woman. I'll have a lot of friends. I'll have a very stretched, you know,
Their friends will leave you when you don't. Your friends or our friends will leave us if we have nothing to share. But when you have a child of your own, you have a family of your own, family stays together until you become old.
Well, I mean, can I just have a baby in a few years and, you know, until then, just plug my hole and, you know, go about my day?
Do you know who's the father of your baby?
Well, there was this group of large black men that they assaulted me. So it's one of those large blacks. So not only is it a rape baby, it's a black baby. Interracial.
It's a what? What baby?
Interracial baby. Bullied.
You know, any baby is, you know, when human being is a blessing, you are blessed to have a child.
The other
not all women can bear a child. That child is being put. Do you believe in God?
Well, I don't know if this was a message from God, but a bird shat on my cunt when I was raped.
Even if you know there are people, even if you are raped,
he let it happen to me.
That is your choice. You know, if you did
my choice to be raped.
Yes, because if you did not go to those places,
wait. It was my choice to be raped.
It's wrong term. I mean, English is not my primary language. But
where are you from, honey?
If you did not expose yourself to this happy moments, nightclub, party, you know, when you're exposing yourself, there is a possibility that the men will take advantage of us.
So by going out and going to the club and getting drunk and flashing my cunt, then I was asking for some large group of black men to rape me until I shat myself. Is that what you're saying?
You know, even if they are black, they're still human beings.
But they raped me without my consent. I said, no, no, don't. I don't want it in me. I don't want your Snickers. And they still did it. I asked for it.
No, you didn't ask for it, but you like expose yourself in a danger if you stayed home, you know.
I'm not going to stay home my whole life. I mean, women walk down the street going to the grocery store and they get raped. Is that exposing themselves?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, what do you do? You sit in your house all day and you just answer the hotline?
No, I don't mean that, you know.
Okay,
that literally. But when we go out nighttime, you know, especially if you are alone, especially when you are with people, you know, who are also having probably drinking, dead with drugs, you know, things could happen. But if you avoid those kind of company or friends, you have good friends.
I do have good friends. I mean, my friend Madge Weinstein is a very respectable programmer. She makes these websites and things. She is a lesbian, so I don't know if that... Does that make her one of those bad people?
No, no. Okay. No, people are all... Generally, people are good, but we have the choice to be bad or good. It's our choice.
So,
nobody is forcing us to be good or bad. No, but it's ourselves. It's our choice. We have given a free will. We are free to choose what we want.
So the gays are okay?
I don't want to argue, I mean, to discuss on those things because it had already happened. And then maybe...
Well, if she's a bad, you know, as a lesbian, if I should stay away from her, then I can do that.
Are you a lesbian?
No, well, I mean, I'm not. My friend Madge is. I've had thoughts before. You know, I've gotten a whiff of fish and, you know, wanted to, eat at David's Catfish House. I think that's the saying. Is that normal?
I don't know.
Sometimes
normal to me might be abnormal to others, you know. It's just like what you believe.
Well, you know, I mean...
Normal to me might not be normal to you, so...
I'm having intimate relations at the club, sometimes people... Well, there was this... I don't know if this is normal, but they dutied on the floor, and it made me excited. Is that normal?
Maybe that is normal to you, but that is not normal to me.
Okay, so you've never played with duty. So, should I... So, because it's my fault...
No, it's not your fault that you're being
raped. But you said I was asking for it by the actions I took. If I hadn't gone out to the club, shown my do you know what a prolapse is?
No, when you are raped, if you were raped, you did not want to be raped, you know, that is not your fault because you did not give in.
Yeah. So do you know what a prolapse is, honey?
No, I don't know what is that.
Okay, it's when your insides fall out. So my vagina, I have this medical condition where my chliots are falling out. So it kind of looks like I'm hoard all the time. And so when I'm at the club sometimes and I'm wearing a skirt, they can see parts of my layups at my downstairs. And I don't know if that had something to do with, you know, enticing the men. Kind of like the scent of a flower or the color of it attracts insects. I don't know if I attracted the Bayak man because my laps were hanging down. Do you think that has to do with it?
I don't know. Maybe because there are people who are like that. I don't know because I don't have any knowledge of all those things, you know.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a baboon, you know.
I'm not, I am not a nightclub, a night goer. I don't go to nightclubs.
Oh, you should go. You'd see all these beautiful women hanging there with their prolapse hanging down. You know, no, I mean, it's a really fun time.
I don't enjoy that kind of thing.
What do you do for fun?
For fun, I cook. I cook. I sing. I donating. I read. I go to school. That's my enjoyment. I go to the farm. I plant. I raise animals. That's what my... When I raise animals, I raise plants. I plant trees. That's my enjoyment.
Have you ever played with a miniature stallion at the farm?
What did you say?
My friend Deborah told me that she worked at a farm, and she did things with a miniature stallion. I was shocked. Have you ever heard of that?
No, they are abnormal.
Then it dropped and it went hubba hubba and then slapped itself on its stomach and she did ungodly things and she got pregnant.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on them.
I know, I was saying, you need to go to church, Deborah.
I don't have that thing, you know. To me, sex is sacred.
Well, she seemed to think that it was sacred with this miniature stallion, and I said, Lord, have mercy. No. But, she actually ended up in the hospital with a ruptured urethra, I think. Some kind of part down there, because it was so big. So she went to the hospital, and they were like, what happened? And she was embarrassed. So she said it was like some kind of hand or something. I don't know. But it ain't right. So I'm thinking, well, I went to this church. It was a Unitarian church about a week ago. And I told the pastor about my problem. And he said, don't worry. God loves you. You can get an abortion. He'll still love you. And so
when you do an abortion, you're killing your child.
I know, but it's not my
killing
child.
Killing a part of yourself.
It only has a hand.
Cutting part of your body.
Well, I've had my lips trimmed before. I imagine it's kind of like that. I mean, what do they do when they abort it?
They kill
What's
the
rest? Well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's not even alive yet. It's got a hand, but
it's alive because it is growing.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the risk?
It's growing inside your womb. God placed that baby inside your womb because God believes that that is the best place your baby could stay.
But, I mean, what happens?
God will always provide. We cannot tell the future, but God will always provide.
Well, when you were pregnant, did you ever get really bad diarrhea? Because I've had...
No, that's the diarrhea has nothing connection with the baby.
Are you sure? I've never had this problem before, though.
Go consult you to the doctor.
I did. They said it was the baby. I've got to get rid of it. It's making me have the worst diarrhea.
You will have more complication when you will abort. You're endangering yourself with the complication.
Like what kind of complication? Like breast cancer?
You never know.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. I gotta get rid of this baby. It's making this burning diarrhea. Are you sure that's not causing it?
Doctor, and you will be able to. They will give you some pain reliever.
How old are you, honey?
75.
No, you're not.
I am.
75?
Yes.
Well, but I'm 25, and I have a whole life ahead of me. I can't have these children tying me down.
You know, I came from a poor country, and...
Which one?
In Asia.
Okay.
And then we are not well equipped with all this luxury United States have. There is WIC, there is social services that will help you. There are shelters that will help you.
Nobody's going to help. The only one to help me before I have the baby. Once I have it, they don't care anymore.
They do. You can give your baby for adoption if you want. If you can, you think you cannot take care of your baby, give it to somebody who do not have it.
So how did you get involved in Hotline?
We are giving a shelter. We have shelters. We can give you shelters, referrals.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Is Cleo there?
Shelters, yes.
Yeah.
We can give you referral numbers to call, and then you can stay there.
Can I stay with you?
Until your baby is born.
I can stay with you, honey, on the farm.
I know my farm is in the Philippines.
Oh, I thought you work on the farm now.
No, I have no. I'm working now in a shelter. I mean, in the shelter.
Oh, the Hotline.
Mhm.
Oh.
Where are you calling from?
How did you get involved in the Hotline, honey? Is that after you had an abortion or before?
No, I didn't have any abortion. I don't believe in abortion.
Are women there?
I will not last 75 years old if I had an abortion.
Oh, really?
If I have an abortion, maybe I have already cancer by this time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, complication, you know.
Yeah. Hello.
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 What are you doing on the phone, Cheryl?
Get off, Debbie. This is... God. This is my friend Debbie. You remember the one? The one I was telling you about with the horse?
That is, I cannot believe that story.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is the, what's going on? I was trying to call my probation officer. Who is this?
She called the hotline.
The hotline? Oh, no. Cher, you're running up the phone bill again with those 1-800 numbers.
I don't know where she got the number.
What do you mean? What's going on?
This is a helpline where I was calling to find out more about abortion. Remember what happened to me the other week, last month?
Yeah, about the raping for the blacks.
Yeah. She told me that I shouldn't do it.
Okay. Well, I think you should, but why does she know about me and my horse?
Well,
it was the one who told me about that story, but I cannot believe it.
Well, the way I look at it is if love's love, you know what I mean? Like, if I feel comfortable, I don't see why it's only about me.
I don't even know this lady. She was telling me about those, because I was telling her that I was a farmer, and then she said
me too. I lived on the farm with Daddy.
Yeah,
we grew wheat and mostly corn, though, because, you know, you get more money for the crops and stuff.
Correct.
And so, well, it all started as I was about 13, and I used to take care of the miniature stallion, and... One day I was skinny dipping like one dozen. I bent over and he mounted me. And, well, one thing led to another, and that's how I lost my virginity to a horse.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that one.
Yeah, I took it. I'm serious. But, I mean... I cleaned myself out with bleach and stuff, you know, and some Comet and some Fabuloso.
Oh, my God. happen. You, I cannot. Huh? I cannot imagine how the horse will make mate to you, because even the horse will even have a hard time mating with another horse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he nibbled on my back, and he does this thing, hubba hubba, and he breathes on me, and bit my back and stuff.
Didn't that happen with a dog once, too?
Yeah, that happened, too, with a dog. I have a video of it. Do you have an email?
No, I don't want to see it.
I'd love to show it with you, though.
No, I don't want to
see it. I just believe, you know, if you're really in love with something... You know, and if the mutual attraction's there and you're both, you know, agreeing.
Okay, well, if that is your the scenario, I just cannot just...
Well, I think she got... I mean, I don't know, but I don't know what that has to do with my baby, Deborah.
Yeah, because I'm advising her, like, to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you worked the hotline? I mean, how many people have you talked
17
to?
17 years.
What?
You were ready for that one.
17? You've worked at this hotline?
17 years since 1997.
At this same phone line?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
You ever have to rub yourself on the hotline?
What?
Well, I have saved it's to me when I save mm-hmm. the baby. I feel I'm accomplished. I have done something.
When you save a woman, what you mean by that?
If I save a baby from abortion, God.
Like you catch it mid vacuum.
Say that again.
When you catch it mid vacuum.
What do you mean by that?
You know, they suck them up with dachshunds.
Yeah, I still believe it's better to have an adoption than killing your baby.
Dachshunds. Dachshund vacuum. Didn't you say you're from Germany?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry Hitler did those things. What were you saying?
So Debbie told me that she's actually the one that gave me this number, and she said that, well, she's had about 4 abortions, and she's called the hotline, and she's never talked to you before.
Well, there are many people that are assigned. We have like 7 people assigned in the hotline.
That's all that works there?
Yeah.
Is there an email for any of y'all if...
There's an email. We have an email for our live call. We have a website.
Okay, could I get that? Well, now I'm talking about a personal email.
Hmm?
I have something I wanted to write personally. Just your private email. I'm not going to tell nobody. I don't want to say it in front of my sister.
Okay, I don't receive any email.
Do you have a computer?
I do not know.
Do they ever like send y'all like emails or maybe sticky notes on stuff that's going on with certain callers?
No.
You're going to be our inside girl, Mary, okay?
What's your name?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I like rice.
Yes.
What state are you calling from?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Well.
What state are you calling from?
Well, I'm actually from Red Bank, New Jersey. Right now I'm in Chicago, but I'm probably going to move back to Red Bank.
Red Bank, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay, south. Okay, yeah. That name is familiar to me. We are in the North Bergen County.
Have you ever shown your lady parts to another lady?
No. Oh, my God.
No?
Why will I do that?
Is that normal?
I don't know. It's not normal.
What's going on?
Is that normal, though? Cheryl, that's not normal.
What?
Showing lady parts to somebody else.
Well, I just did it that one time.
Yeah, but that's not normal, honey. You don't do that. You just look at it and rub it a little bit.
Oh,
what?
My God. Lord.
What?
I'm serious. Jasmine. Tell the truth. You've had your rice steamed a little bit, haven't you?
What is that? I cannot understand.
Have you ever
that.
Had your rice steamed?
What is that?
It's where you sit on a chair and put some hot boiling water underneath you in the bathroom, and then it rises on your vagina, and you put a towel over yourself.
No, I do not do that. I don't even know what is that. No,
it cleans. It cleans you out. Takes the toxins out.
No, I don't.
You ever thought about sucking off a raccoon, Jasmine?
No, I don't do that. I believe I'm clean.
One time, I sucked off a skunk and put a cat in my vagina. And it sprayed everywhere. And then they called me Piggy Girl at school. Mrs. Garrett and the girls. So I stabbed Mrs. Garrett. And that's why she only has one eye. That's when I went to the jail with all these women. Because I was actually married to this man. And then he was a lesbian. I mean, I was a lesbian, but I wasn't sure yet if I was going to be with him or the lesbian in jail. And so I was like trying to make choices. And then my grandma died. So I was able to get out. And when I got out, I was like going to go back when grandma died, but I didn't get to see her in time. So then I hooked up with my husband and then, well, my boyfriend. And then I went to give him a BJ in the bathroom at the place where dead grandma was. And then he told me he cheated on me with his limp penis in my mouth. Is that normal?
No, I don't know. That's not normal to me. I'm already it's already 10:30.
No, wait, please. I'm good. Listen, please don't go anywhere.
You know what, Debbie told me that she wouldn't give me an abortion tonight.
No, I don't believe in abortion. We don't believe in abortion. That's why
I
said.
No, I pulled the damn thing out. If you hang up this phone, I'm going to snatch that thing out of her.
What is that?
I'm going to snatch it out. Listen.
You are going to what?
If you hang up that phone, I swear to God, you're going to stick my hand inside of her cockroaches and pull it out.
Now, what do you want me to do? To talk to you all night?
Yeah.
I just don't want to be alone no more.
Okay, you can talk and I will listen.
Can I tell you more about what happened to me? Nobody ever listens to me. Hello?
Right now, I'm already very sleepy, but if you will...
It's okay. Just stay awake, because what if you don't wake up in the morning?
Just rub yourself.
So anyways, my real name is not Deborah. My real name is Piper Chapman.
It's okay.
And I've been in jail because I helped smuggle cocaine.
Even your partner, they seem to be...
Uh-huh. And my partner, Cheryl.
What? I'm not your partner.
Are you in jail right now?
No.
Okay. Wait.
It's a school for girls.
Do you know that Debbie, she doesn't wash enough, and she wouldn't want me to tell you this, but she smells so bad. It's like, I don't know what the smelliest kind of fish is, but that's her. It ain't right.
Jasmine, and her name's not Cheryl. Her name's Elsa Mars. And she runs a school for girls. They call her the head supreme.
Hold on, because I have a call, another line. Hold on.
Okay. Put them at him in.
I have a beep on the other line. Hold on.
A bitch. And you're obsessed with Stevie Nicks. Please don't touch me.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, crap. That was season one. That wasn't season three.
I bet she's getting her co-worker. Mm-hmm. She's there getting Cleo.
Call waiting.
Well, what's her name? You guys gotta pray. You gotta pray together.
Different. How do you get duty off your lips when it crusts?
You pray.
Hello.
Just want you to look at it.
Cleo? Cleo?
Hello?
You're here, what are you on here?
Hello? It sounded like a hangout.
Hello? Jasmine?
Aladdin.
Jasmine.
She wouldn't do that.
No, she wouldn't.
Jasmine.
You're going to be a girl too, in case she... In case she listens in. I'm going to be a little girl too.
Jasmine is not mean.
Jasmine, please. What's her name, that black? Nicki Minaj. Talk.
Oh, that's so strange. That is weird.
Why?
Well, you'll see.
What?
Bums is lagging. See me in that new thing, bums is gagging. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Look at my show footage, how these girls be spazzing. The fuck I look like getting back to a has-been. Yeah, I said it, has been. Hang it up, flat screen. Plasma, hey Nikki, asthma. I got the pump, it ain't got medicine. I got bars. I'm a bad bitch, I'm a cunt, and I'll kick that hoe, punt, for trauma, blunt, you play the back, bitch, I'm in the front, you need a job, this ain't cutting it, Nicki Minaj is who you ain't fucking with, you little frag about beat you with a padlock, I am a movie, camera block, you out of work.
Hey, that's not professional.
So you made her hang up.
You sure did, you scared her.
Well, we can call back.
You shouldn't have used that one, should have used this one.
Anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Toy, toy, nay, toy, used to live in Detroit. Big dope dealer money, he was getting some coins. Was a shooter with a lock, but he lived in a palace. Bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now real, real, gun in my purse, bitch, I can't get this kill. To wanna go first, I had him pushing rapid deals. I'm high as hell, I only took half a pill. I'm on some dumb shit. Otherwise, what he said? He can tell I ain't missing no meals. Come through the fuck up in the automobile. Oh,
chewing. What are you doing? Why was
that my bike? Honey, did you hear what was going on with her? This Cherie. Bitch, I was going to sing to you.
Call back.
Call her back.
Well, I think we're on hold, actually.
Sorry.
I'll just call back.
I love Cherie.
Dueling Waffle Houses? Should we?
No, man.
Dueling Waffle.
No, let's call Colin Blow. I want to find out about their product.
Call No Abort Bank.
Okay, first Waffle House, then No Abort, then Colin Blow.
Not at the same time.
We're all, we're all waffle. 17, you're 25, and Madge is...
I know.
Waffle House 17.
Waffle House.
Waffle House 17, what you need, honey? Hello?
Hello?
Waffle House 17, what you need?
Well, that was great.
Great job.
Really a great.
Have you ever called somewhere and said, like, you know, hi, this is Linda in accounting. I'm calling about the numbers from yesterday. Please hold. I've got an executive on the other line. Can he hold?
What was the name of the
play hold music for them? Like, hold.
Yeah, I've done that a lot. What was the colon name of the colon place? I don't have the number.
I've got Linda in accounting. I was just calling about your numbers from yesterday. I want to do that again.
Okay, that's...
I'll Waffle House and do it then.
I need good hold music, though.
Can't we Hardy call the Colin Blow? What was the name of Colin Blow?
Colin Blow.
Not in my phone book, it wasn't. It was something else.
A top gay comedy podcast.
No. Let me find it for you.
This Diet Dr. Pepper cherry doesn't taste right.
What is the name of that colon thing?
Colon Flow. 800-6-
Colon Blow.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah? Oh, yep. Thank you for the number.
Yeah, thank you, honey.
Colon Flow. I can add it as a contact. Like,
it's going to be colon now if people don't know.
Colon Powell.
If people don't turn it, I'm going to talk about my cruise.
You're going to judge me. You're talking about your cruise, and what is this, AVC?
I'm going on another cruise, me and the
Putt.
Mooch.
Putt.
Dog.
Okay, here it is,
colon flow. This is your share.
Thank you for calling about colon flow. An agent will be with you in just a moment. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
You took this and it made you clairvoyant.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And is this your first time calling Colin Flow?
Yes.
And how'd you hear about us?
My friend told me that it might help.
Now your friend tried it?
Well, my friend, she's seen it online. She said she tried it once, gave her the worst duty of her life, and said that, you know, because I haven't been able to duty regularly in about, I don't know, a year or two. So she suggested I give you a call.
Now, that's actually great your friend called us, because we do have an amazing offer for customers today. Now, we have a trial offer where you get two bottles today. You try them risk-free for 30 days. All you cover is the 1180 shipping and handling. Now, ColonFlow is unlike any other harsh laxative you may have tried in the past. ColonFlow uses gentle, all-natural ingredients and a proprietary blend of special herbs and minerals that helps support your body's healthy digestive system.
Ooh, like what?
Support normal. I'll get to that in just a moment. It'll help support, normalize, and enhance healthy bowel movements without the constant urge to run to the bathroom.
Can you do this a little slower? I'm taking notes.
Yep, no problem. Now, our colon flow contains ingredients such as ginger, barberry,
barberry. Ooh, that's fancy.
Garlic, fennel, cayenne.
Oh, spicy.
Cape aloe. Psyllium seed.
Psyllium.
Apple pectin.
Okay. Apple. Does it have any lemon? Lemon pepper?
Any what?
Lemon.
I don't see any, ma'am.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, it is a, our colon flow does contain natural ingredients to help support your body's healthy digestive system. So now, normally it is $44.80 per bottle today. So we're going to get it out to you to try risk-free first for 30 days for the $11.80 shipping and handling.
Now, what happens after 30 days? Do I have to, like, return the duty or something that has the colon flow in it, or...?
No, how it works is you get to try it risk-free for 30 days. If you like the results, continue with it, by all means. And you'd be charged the regular price.
Do you think now, that this would this hurt a baby? Like, could I possibly use this if I wanted to get rid of a baby?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you think it would it be dangerous to take with a baby?
I don't believe so, ma'am. It's meant to help regulate your digestive system.
So it won't clear out my uterus, though?
No.
Okay.
And would you be using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover today?
Coons.
Well, can you tell me more about what, like, you know, what kind of testing's been done? Have you taken this?
I personally haven't taken it, but I have talked to customers who have reordered the product. It helps them with the symptoms they've been experiencing, such as the bloating, indigestion, irregular bowels. And I've told you pretty much all about the colon flow. You take two capsules before bed. It goes to work and naturally help regulate and have a healthy digestive system.
Why haven't you taken it?
Because I have a healthy digestive system. I have healthy bowel movements, so I wouldn't need to take it.
How many is healthy? How many bowel movements do you have a D?
No, ma'am, that's a personal question.
Oh. Well, I mean, this is a pretty personal product, and I'm telling you personal things.
Right. If we're going to go personal, I mean, I'd say two times a day is solid.
Okay. Look, I'm sorry, I'm not used to talking about duty with somebody. Are they large or small? Because when I have them about every 4 days, they are massive.
They're pretty solid, actually. They're not wet. They're just very solid.
Do they float?
What do you mean?
Do they float?
Do they float? Maybe.
Okay.
I feel like some of them are floaters.
There was this one time that I filled the duty bowl so much with duty that it raped me.
Okay, ma'am. How much have you had to drink tonight?
I don't drink. Honey, are you single?
Ma'am, I'm going to hang up the phone now.
Oh.
I hope you have a great night.
Oh, you too, honey.
Time.
Call him back.
My chip. You had to drink.
Too solid, dude. I'm losing it, man.
He cracked you.
Not
way. Cheryl.
I duty more than twice a day. Is that normal, man? Usually like 3 or 4 times. I have so much Fibe.
But that's because you take Fibe and all that sort of thing.
I eat so much Fibe, man.
I was forgetting personal.
I thought he was going to say something different, you know?
He raped me. I got that from you, man. You've always talked about your duty raped.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it from me.
Call him back. It's Debbie's turn.
Okay.
We'll see if she can do better.
Debbie. Hold. This is it.
Thank you for calling U.S. Mattress. You have reached us after business hours. Our normal business hours for sales are Monday.
You gotta call now or four.
No, colon flow. Try one more time. It's Debbie's turn.
Shut up.
Okay.
Yes.
Then no aboard.
What if dude. He's the only person on, if you're pardon the pun, duty?
Well, then he'll see the same number, and he'll see here.
Thank you for calling about colon flow. An agent will be with you in just a moment. Your call may be monitored or recorded secret for quality agent and training purposes.
Secret agent. Shh. I'm the one talking. What do you mean, shh?
Hi, thank you for calling to order colon flow. This call will be monitored and recorded. My name is Ian. May I have your name, please?
Yes, Ian. My name is Deborah.
Deborah, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm going to be using a Visa card.
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
Visa.
I'm sorry, I still can't understand what you just said.
Will this affect my meso?
No, ma'am. This is just going to help you go to the bathroom in a healthier way without having to constantly run to the bathroom. It's going to help to regulate and ease the symptoms that you may be having. What kind of symptoms are you experiencing?
Okay. Debbie, Karen, I want you to do another spin. I'm on the phone. Just spin again. Sheila, help her lift her leg higher, and then I want y'all stretching. I'm sorry, I'm at work. Okay, so it won't affect my mesothelioma?
No. What kind of symptoms are you experiencing?
False button hook. I'm really experienced. I work a lot. I'm a dance instructor. It's just a lot of stress and stuff, and I'm just not able to go. And it's always green. Sometimes it comes out red. I'm sorry if I'm getting too personal.
No, it's okay. Are you experiencing any issues with energy in the day? You unable to sleep at night at all?
No, I worry about the girls. That's mainly, I'm just dance. I've had it where it has actually stained my toilet.
Okay. All right. And have you ever tried anything else to help with this in the past?
Mineral oil douche.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Mineral oil douche and aloe vera juice.
Okay. How'd those work for you?
Let's just say, don't sit on a yoga ball when you do it.
Okay, is this your first time trying colon flow, or?
Yeah, I seen the commercial.
Okay, well, today we're going to give you two bottles and let you try them out risk-free for just $11.80 shipping for your first 30 days. If you love the results, it's $44.80 a bottle. If not, you can call us up and you can send it back and we'll go our separate ways.
Just one bottle, because it'll be cheaper.
Okay, well, I can't separate it up. I mean, it's only set up as two bottles.
Is it a big bottle?
It's a one-month supply.
And the milligrams on that?
I'm not exactly sure about the milligrams.
I'm
going to
need that now if I'm taking a pill. I'm going to need to know how many milligrams it is.
Okay, let me just give me 1 second and I'll find out for you.
Okay. Are you a doctor?
Okay. So, ma'am, as of right now, like I said, each bottle is going to be a one-month supply. You're going to have 60 capsules. It's enough for two capsules a day, which you would take right before you go to bed. It's an all-natural, supplement, so it's going to have nothing but all-natural ingredients in there. There's no sort of drugs or anything like that, so there really is no milligrams that are on the pill. It's not set up as a milligram sense at all.
So basically, milligrams don't really do anything.
No, milligrams don't really apply. I mean, because each capsule is going to contain the herbs that it needs.
Measuring systems don't. Well, see, I'm going to be honest with you. This is embarrassing, but I was regular before the incident, and then after it, it didn't. So that's why. I had anal sex with my husband. And ever since that happened, I haven't been able to really have a good bowel movement.
Okay.
Does it say anything about that? I mean...
No, I mean, it's good. It's good for anybody who's having issues with bowel movements, ma'am. Anybody. Men, women, of all ages, it doesn't matter.
Have you ever sucked off a miniature stallion? Hello?
Okay, that was a little inappropriate, I think.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm asking, because that's really what happened in May. I mean, I thought we were, I'm telling you what happened. I'm just asking you a question.
Right, but
I'm not
supposed to
mix my Vatican with the alcohol, and I shouldn't have done it, but I did tonight. It was stressful.
There's nothing like that in this product, man.
Sucking off a horse? What do you mean?
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a recommendation, ma'am. When you're a little less drunk and sober, you get
a call. No, listen. I'm going to buy it, though. Hello? Hello? Let me tell you something, okay?
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
We already hung up.
I think we need to find out what happened to our no abort friend. She left us hanging.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Jasmine, she did. She aborted the baby because you hung up on us and I'm bleeding out.
And Deborah, it's a crochet needle, not cockroach.
Oh my God. I'm trying to put it back in, but it won't go. It's like a puzzle piece. It won't fit.
Who am I calling? Oh, yeah, no one bored.
I kind of feel bad, though, because it keeps making eye contact with me.
The horse. I love the way you brought up the horse. Tangentially. Suck off a horse.
Hi, you reached the helpline. How can I help you?
Hello. Oh.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I had to come outside and call because I'm scared my dad might hear me.
Okay.
Hello.
What's got you concerned?
I think I'm pregnant.
Have you missed a period? Is that why you're worried?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. Have you taken a test yet to find out for sure?
Yeah, I went to the Dollar Tree last month and bought one.
Okay. All right, said yes.
Oh, Jesus, that thing. Yeah.
Okay. If it would help, I can offer a pregnancy center that can do a confirming test for you for free and then give you resources. It's all free and confidential. Would that help?
No, because I can't drive yet.
Okay.
My friend told me if I took some bleach and drunk it, it would like make it go away.
Wow. I've not heard of that.
She gave me this number. She told me to talk. I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's okay. That would do more damage to you than it would anything else. That would not be a good thing, this ball of bleach.
But she read it in Cosmopolitan, she said. She gave me this number.
Okay.
She gave me this number and told me to talk to Jasmine. Are you Jasmine?
I am not. but we can all help. Like I said, I can find you a pregnancy center that may even be able to help with transportation to and from.
Jasmine.
You can get a confirming pregnancy.
Where's test. Jasmine?
To be honest, I'm not sure. Because there's a lot of us that do this. She may also work at a particular center.
I'm just worried because I don't know if it's... I don't know. Can you get pregnant by an animal?
I don't believe so.
I don't want to tell you this, but I'm scared if I don't tell, something's going to happen to me.
Understood.
I've been doing things with our dog.
Okay. I don't believe in a dog and getting human pregnant, as far as I know.
Does that make me a bad person, a bad girl?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't want to be a bad girl. Girl. I don't want to be a bad girl. Have you done that before with a dog?
I have not.
Then how do you know it's not bad, Natalie? Is it normal?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Is it normal?
It can be. That's why I would still recommend having a confirming pregnancy test done.
I'm scared. I don't want people to make fun of me.
I understand. The centers are there to help you, though.
My dad said we could have any more puppies.
Teachers in solitary.
Why does it keep being sound? Is it you're not recording? There's not somebody else on here.
I'm gonna have to start all over from scratch.
Hello?
And who do I have to thank for this?
Hello?
I'm still here.
I heard somebody else. Is that Jasmine?
No.
Nat, I'm sorry. I really wish I could help you. I know you do. Thanks, Tootie.
You know the red thing? The red thing on the doggy? Hello?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
On the PP of the doggy, the red thing.
Okay.
Like, I've been over and then he got on me and put that in me.
Okay.
But I'm more worried about me.
I'm really worried. Like I said, I'm more worried about me. Girl.
Sorry, girls. Do you think this blouse says that I'm a knowledgeable dietitian?
And we live on a horse, on a farm, and I've done things with a horse. I touched the horse and stuff down there.
Okay.
I just like animals. I like the way they feel and the fur and stuff.
Okay. Would you like me to find you a pregnancy center that maybe within walking distance? You can go in and have a confirming test done for free, and it's all
good. I don't know. They're going to know it's a horse.
But they can help you, sweetie.
But it penetrated me, and it made my hole really big. Is that normal? You know the hole that I pee out of? That one's real small, but the other hole's really big.
Confident, forceful, authoritative. Story.
Huh?
Doesn't make me look cheap.
Especially if the dog is big, it makes sense that other one would actually expand.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What'd you say?
It would be normal if the dog was big, when he penetrated you, it's possible that that can actually make intercourse hole bigger. So that is possible, yes.
And he leaves maybe a lot of big donations.
So he could have been well endowed, shall we say?
Yeah, because it hurt a little. Huh?
If he was a big dog, he can have a big penis, so that is possible. But I would definitely have another test done just to be sure.
But the horse was really big.
They usually are, yes.
But he bit my back. But, like, it was a bruise. He's a mini stallion.
Okay.
I tried to use protection. I put a trash bag over it, but it didn't work.
Okay.
And I try to go to the bathroom and I poop on myself. I had to come out. Dad's going to hear me. Is there other people like me? Huh?
I'm sorry?
Is there other people like me?
Do you talk to other people?
I'm saying, like, this is other people call here about this.
Yes, we've talked to quite a few people that I've dealt with.
So it's...
So it does happen, yes. Would you like me to find you a pregnancy center that would help you locally?
Like with dogs and horses?
They can do a free pregnancy test. You can find out for sure. And then talk to you about
dogs and horses. Normal to they call about dogs and horses. Other people, girls.
They do talk to people that have done that. So that's okay.
Why do I feel bad about it, though, if it's normal?
I'm not sure. Are you afraid you're going to get caught?
I'm scared my dad's going to find me. Are they going to close the barn? Girls, they're going to close the barn. Girls! My daddy, when I cry, I have to cry inside because if I cry in the house and he sees me crying, he makes me cry in a bottle. And then he tells me just to look at it. Just look at it, little girl. Just look at it, Cheyenne. I'm going to look at it, Cheyenne. I thought about setting the barn on fire.
Why would you do that?
Because it itches down there. It itches a lot.
Okay. And you probably should get checked out just to make sure that you didn't get anything from the horse or the dog.
I know, but I got a scratch. What's the biggest animal you ever had someone call about that makes the hole big?
The fact that someone's huge. Their sexual part is huge.
The penis?
Mm-hmm.
We learned about that in school.
That's the only thing I'm aware of that can actually make the hole bigger is if their penis is pretty big around.
Or a fist. On videos, they do a fist.
That's true.
Do you wear Birkenstocks and shop at L.L. Bean?
I do not for either of those.
My daddy had a magazine.
Okay.
What's the biggest animal you ever had?
This Siberian Husky, which is a dog.
Those are so pretty.
They are, but you need to do a lot of exercise with them.
I'd probably like to suck him off first.
I'm sorry?
Maybe rub him a little bit.
Well, at least let me find you a center. That way you can have resources, people to talk to.
Does he make your hole big?
I'm sorry?
Does he make your hole big?
So the dog?
Yeah.
No.
Just normal.
Correct.
How big is him?
I'm about the size of a German Shepherd.
I mean, like, how big is his thingy?
I'm sorry?
How big is his thingy?
I'm sorry, your phone keeps breaking up.
Oh, I think my phone's messing up because I'm outside. Do you have another phone number? Can I call you back? Another phone number to reach at?
Well, I can locate a pregnancy center for you. I just need your zip code. That we have something local to talk to.
Is there another way I can contact you?
Just by calling the hotline back. If you lose it due to connection with your phone.
How big is the husky's penis?
He's not that big.
Does he make you hurt?
I'm sorry?
Does he make you hurt like my doggy does?
No.
I wish I could see your doggy.
Okay.
What's your zip code, sweetie, and I can find you the nearest pregnancy center.
I just want to be your friends. I'm going to call you back. It's messing up again.
Okay.
Okay.
Madge, fix it before we call back. Oh, my God. This is so fucked. Don't call back. It's not fixed.
Fix what?
The audio is all staticky.
I didn't know that. I didn't hear anything. What are you talking about?
It can happen. You can get an interference. Cell phones are not exactly the best thing sometimes.
Yeah.
That is one big sound. He has to be what? That is huge. But she is pregnant, so we'll let her off.
Yeah, but she's a genetic abomination.
There we have a genetic abomination.
Madge. Oh my God, fuck
Madge.
Off. Cheryl,
Madge, restart it.
She heard you, Cheryl.
Madge, restart this shit so that it's not staticky and then we'll call back.
Cheryl, she heard you though.
That was me. That was me.
Madge, it sounds horrible. Fix it and
will
then
you
call
stop?
Us back.
You didn't even tell me until you said that. How was I supposed to know that? You're supposed to send me a message. You don't just start talking during the call while the lady's
y'all
here.
Hey,
fuck up.
And then she's going to be like, sometimes you have a bad cell connection.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
Man.
She hurt all of y'all.
Don't blame me. That was all Cheryl.
That was the best one ever, and you ruined it, Cheryl.
We could still call her back.
You know she's not going to answer. She told
you. She knows now where she's being recorded. She's going to lose her job at the Christian home.
Well, let's try it, Madge. Hang up on us.
Nobody. Who's going to take advice from a woman that's sucking off dogs? I mean, come on.
Madge.
What?
Fix static for us. Like
hang up Skype and call us back, Madge.
Is it Skype or is it Ustream?
Skype.
God, you're a bitch.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
It's still fucked.
Well, then maybe we should be finished.
Damn it.
I don't hear anything wrong. Do you, Deborah?
Like, can't even hear you.
Sorry, oh my God. Sounds like you're sucking off a vocoder.
Cylon.
Y'all, and y'all are telling me in chat, you know, more. I'm over here dying because the lady just she's sleeping with a Siberian Husky and y'all didn't get it.
Oh, I got it.
Well, you did, Madge, but Cheryl didn't. It's like, ask her.
I wanted her to say it again.
Five times.
She loves her husky.
She sounded just like that creepy lady in that video, the one that's just going to bend over.
Did you like the videos I played at the end?
No.
No. It's illegal.
No? Oh. What do you mean?
It's illegal, man.
But it's not illegal to say that you do it on a talk radio program. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I can't even hear you.
Well,
I hope we got some donations for all of this
work. We didn't get that many. I checked. Yeah. Not as many as we should have.
Well, listen.
Yeah?
God damn it.
What? I don't hear anything wrong. How does the chat room sound?
Honey, it sounds like you're in a... I don't know. Sounds like you're in LSD.
I'm not, though.
That's what it sounds like.
Well.
Here, let me check something.
Right, it's time to end the grum anyway.
Well, the chat says they don't hear anything.
Well, then that's great.
Anything wrong or anything at all?
No, they're saying that everything sounds good.
Well, then why don't you just deal with the fucking shit then?
Okay, we'll just deal with it.
I could deal with it for a minute while we wrap the grum up.
Why don't you go stuff a tampon up your mouth?
Yes.
That'd be great.
So we didn't read American Horror Story.
Well, then let's do that and we're done.
No,
let's call her back one time and then do back.
She can't understand you. The static is too much.
You're a bitch. She heard fine.
I thought she could hear us fine.
She heard us perfectly fine. Cheryl, you're just an asshole.
Oh, my God. She heard the same static that we do, man.
No, she didn't.
She did.
No, she was on a telephone. I didn't hear any static. What? Who gives a shit anyway? What static?
Apparently, she doesn't have high standards.
What do you care? Yeah. She's talking about fucking a horse, and you're worried about her hearing static? What, so fucking what? I don't even know what are we even talking about?
Well, hold on. I'm going to record it for you again, and then you can hear how bad it sounds, and that's how it sounds for her.
I just went away. It's perfect now.
Oh, I fixed it.
What the fuck did you just do?
Will you stop swearing at me, Cheryl? It hurts my feelings.
What did you do to fix it? I'm so pissed off at you.
I went into Piss Off Cheryl app and turned off check next to Piss Off Cheryl.
No, seriously, what the fuck did you do?
I unchecked.
You're stupid and fucking retarded.
I am not. I am not going to respond to that line of inquisitions you're sending.
What did you do?
What did I do? What?
She sucked off a miniature scan.
What did you do to fix it?
There's a setting under MIDI.
Did it again?
What?
It's
just
back.
Turned it back on.
The what? The thing?
It sounds like you're eating Rice Krispies.
Oh, is that so? That better? That better? That better?
Oh.
That better? That better? That better? That better? That better? That better?
No.
Oh. That better?
Somebody send a donation so she can get a good app.
A good app. Ain't yeah.
Are you running Yosemite?
Nope. Oh wait, that should be set to 16-bit. Is that better?
No.
Is that better?
No.
I know what it is. Do you get the okay? Do you have your soundboard plugged into USB?
No.
What's plugged into USB?
Oh, I have three different sound interfaces, Deborah. So yeah, two of
one
them.
One of them's messed up. That's what's caught. There's a hot wire on the line because that's what happens on the Laporte show, and they have to unplug it and plug it back up.
Well, why don't you, if that makes sense. Okay, you're right. Hold on. Yeah, now you're on a different thing. Just shut up.
Yes, that's better.
Because you're not even on the interface.
That man deserves a big...
You're on my speaker, so shut up. People can hear you.
This is better. Now we can call her.
Yeah, except the audience can't hear you.
Oh, well, let's call her.
Hold on. Let me switch you black.
Yeah, they can hear.
They hear through the speaker. Just... Let me
do. Is there a social network for people like us, honey, that suck off animals?
Okay, is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh my God, it sounds really good.
You're right, Deborah. It was the USB interface. Thank you for solving that.
Fucking stupid.
No.
Okay, let's call her back before she leaves. What? Like Jasmine.
Shut up. You will let me speak for a moment.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
What have we learned today? We have learned that a carrot works better than a stick.
I want her to make me calm.
In dealing with Madge Weinstein.
Madge, I want her to make me calm.
Well, you should be, I think, a little bit nicer to me next
go
time
ahead,
I
calm.
Suffer from technical
I want her to make me calm. I want her to make me calm. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Jesus.
I think it also doesn't help, Deborah, that I used that fucking firewire thing and I attached it to that.
Firewire.
Not Thunderbolt.
Okay, go ahead.
Did Joyce make that whining sound you said no? That's what I'm thinking about getting.
I have not heard a whining sound unless that sound you just heard is what he was talking about. I don't know. Because now I have it plugged in directly into the computer.
Shut up.
Fuck you. Shit.
So busy with other callers that they are working hard to get to your call. Calls are answered in the order they are received, but please stay on the line. If you'd like to find out more about the option line, you can look us up at www.
Let me just try again. It might be a accident. You still there? Jesus. Thanks, Pusha T.
Out more about the option line.
Yeah.
You can look us up at
www.optionline.org.
You can also email us at
must be busy with a horse.
Okay, one Waffle House, and then we do one Waffle House, and then we're done.
Okay.
81 or 82? Which one? 82.
Man, there's so many clips in this Grom.
We didn't do American Horror Hill Story. We have to do it.
No.
But
I'm going to sleep.
But Baby Jane Inward, I promised her.
We need a donation.
Okay, we got some. But
Waffle House in Hill Pike.
Hi, honey. I was in there earlier. My name's Deborah. I ordered the grits and the eggs and the toast. You remember me? Got white hair. I'm middle-aged. We sat by the window. I had the guide dog.
I have no idea. Was somebody in here with a guard dog? Guide dog? What time was it?
About 3 hours ago. No, I'm the person with the guide dog, honey. This is Deborah.
Oh, I wasn't here 3 hours ago, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, well, who was that other lady then? The butch one.
I have no idea.
Well, I just wanted to know. I'm single, and I'm looking for another woman.
Okay.
Didn't know maybe if I come back up there, you know, we could have lunch.
I'm sorry, I'm not into women.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, I got a dog too, honey.
Okay.
We could put some peanut butter on your privates. And the dog will lick it off. That's what I know. Hello? Like on the Orange is the New Black? That's really bad.
That was good. That was a good last call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not into women.
but you got a dog, and you put peanut butter on your pussy.
She's like, click.
You know, the ones that are like, I'm not into women. Yeah, okay. Keep lying to yourself.
She sounded like a man.
She sounds like she wears Crocs.
Sounded like a... Yeah, that's right.
Birkenstocks.
She wanted the dog to do this to her pussy.
Lilith Fair.
Yeah.
Manch.
All right, shut up. You're making me angry just even hearing your voice. Now we're going to go through donations and then you're going to shut up.
And, you know, next time we can do American Horror Story, maybe you won't have so many technical problems that we'll actually have time to do.
Well, if you could have fixed it like Deborah did. Because she knows about Leo Laporte, see?
Yeah.
You're just like her.
Yeah. Have you ever tried getting on his pod network?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Have y'all watched that now? Let me just say this, because I'm sure some of the people that listen to this know about that. I'm sorry, but I don't like that money-grubbing bitch she's with now, the lesbian-looking one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, you know, he left his wife for the other lady, which, I mean,
about
I
don't Adam
think
Curry?
On her.
You're talking about Adam
no,
Curry?
But he, anyways, the lady that's with him now, she's so butch-looking, and she's firing all the good people. What? You know what I'm saying, Brad? See, Brad knows what I'm talking about. She's a gold digger. She looks like a man.
You don't have any money.
Who? Leo?
What? Who? I don't understand Leo. Why we're talking about this.
Leo Laporte's very, 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 very rich.
Hung. Oh.
Probably that, too.
Where? Okay. When was the last time I paid you out?
Never.
Okay, then no money for you.
Oh, I don't know. Our last Grom.
When was that?
What?
God, you're a retarded whore.
Why don't you look on your PayPal where you are right now?
Because I don't want to pay you. I want you to think about it.
Oh.
I have to pay off some things.
Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was around the 20th.
You're useless.
The 21st? Right,
yeah, 20. Okay. So, are you going to write this down, Cheryl? Because you have to write this down.
I mean, what you did last time seemed pretty helpful.
Yeah, that's because I had to do it.
Okay,
let's see. We have a bitch. Okay, so.
Oh, no.
Are you done?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's perfectly normal to suck off a Siberian
Siberian husky.
That doesn't sound like pee.
In what universe would you imagine calling the hotline and getting a woman that it approves of you having sex with a miniature stallion and a dog? And she has her own dog, a husky. And she tells you about how big his dick is on the hotline.
Hotline. Should be a song.
That was the most amazing phone call.
Okay,
people call all the time that have had sex with animals.
Okay, quiet. Yep. Write this down.
Dogs and stallions.
Yep.
Kelly S., $25.
Kind.
Starbucks, minus 25. No, just kidding. Forget that. Okay, I'm not going to joke about that because we're in a hurry. I do spend a lot at Starbucks.
Non-Starbucks coffee shop that Deborah goes to.
Jeff S., $10. Okay, that's through July 29th.
Which ones of these are shared?
They're all shared. I'm just assuming it's shared since I haven't been doing solos. So unless people say otherwise, I'm going to assume it's shared. If I do solos...
Even Kelly's? People got to give us more money if it's shared.
What do you mean even Kelly's?
Hers is a reoccurring.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I'm saying it's shared. Why are you complaining?
Shit. Three ways?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right.
Is that an issue for you?
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah. Right. Cheryl, you deserve all the money. Not Deborah,
okay,
who just
ahead.
Fucked
Who's
a horse. Next? Okay. Temporary hold.
What?
Okay. Never
what
mind.
What now?
Okay, Richard Slurry, who's going to be here next week in my house, by the way. $5.
Ooh, $1.60.
Brian Place, this is recurring, which is $15. Nolte, $10. Thank you, by the way, to all of you.
Oh, Cheryl.
Shut up. I do. Oh,
Cheryl, look at me, honey.
Okay.
Prosec! Oh.
17.
Looks like it's only shared two ways.
$17.48 from David M. Word. M is in Mary.
$17 and what?
43 cents.
Calling.
Okay.
Yep.
Anonymous $10.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! I'm going the wrong way. This is all wrong. Fuck me. Jesus. Okay. Well, I was going I went the wrong direction. We got to start over.
This is how Tammy and Jim Baker lost the satellite network. They couldn't do financing.
I think the movie was more like they stole it. What's the difference? And they were non-profit. We're no profit. Okay, I'm going to start from now and go backwards. Do over. Patrick P. 40. Thank you. Oh, God, a long-ass explanation from Jordan G. I hope it's not much, blah, blah, blah. $3. Thank you, though. Edith B. 20. Shane B. 20. Oh, another Edith, 25. Bradley R, 5. Jeff S, 10. And lastly, Kelly S, 25. Okay, how much is that?
For each of us?
Yes, for each of us.
Each of us gets...
divided by 3.
$49.33.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me write that down.
Mm-hmm.
How much? Okay, say that again, please.
$49 and a third of a dolly. 0.33333333. So you can just make it an even 50.
Nope. I'm actually rounding up in your favor because I don't take out those little fees. Even though I should.
No.
Because I'm out of my free Amazon money, which means I'm going to have to go back to Amazon money. So I'm going to have to hold. I've been hosting the show on Amazon S3, in case you haven't noticed. Will you stop eating? You're a pig.
You can get an Amazon credit.
Listen, this is serious. Because part of the reason we've been having really good audiences lately is because I'm not talking if you're going to fucking eat.
Sorry.
Okay. So part of the reason is I've been using Amazon S3, which is like super fast, you know, storage. So it's like Zoom. But now, because I had like $1,000 in free S3 storage, I ran out of it this month. So I have to go back to hosting it at shitty S3.
You think that makes a difference, man?
Absolutely, it makes a difference. If people can't download your show, they're not going to fucking listen to it.
They move on. That's true.
No, they click download, Cheryl, and they go do something else.
Yeah, but sometimes if there's too many people downloading, it just quits.
People stream it, Cheryl.
So all you have to do, man, is go to boot camp again, and then you get another credit.
Well, you know what? Why don't you try not being such a fucking idiot all the time?
Oh.
How about that?
Why don't you just use Squarespace? That's what I'm going to use.
What is that?
The Squarespace. You get unlimited for the second tier. They do your website, your hosting, and everything.
Well, how do you know about it? How do you know it's good? Well,
I don't know, I'm going to pay. Leo's always talking about it.
Oh, your friend Leo, because he gets money for it.
It really is a good site. I'm going to pay for it.
How do you know it's good? How do you know it's good? How do you know it's good? Because he gets an affiliate fee? Yeah.
I've had friends that use it for websites.
Yeah, courage, GoDaddy.com, Madge 1, Madge 2, Madge 3. That's all I have to say.
Click blog.
Yeah. Dead elephant, the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elephant, you're dead, go home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, Leo, huh? Leo.
I'm paying out right now, and I'm not going to hang up until we paid out. Send money to... Oh, PayPal's down, sorry. Just kidding.
I don't want to be paid with PayPal.
Okay, no money for you. How much, Cheryl?
I want
80 then?
Green dot.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, green dot.
You gotta go to like a really, like, you know that gas station went to get the ice cream that time? Go there.
What?
And then like, get it. It's a green dot card.
Do you want an Apple card? Apple gift card, Deborah?
No.
No?
You have to get 25 more dollies.
Why can't others? Deborah, will you IM me your address again? I lost it.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, right. Michelle.
Okay. Well, girls, it's been real.
You're not leaving until I finish paying you.
No. Surreal.
I think I paid Cheryl. All right. Send money.
Y'all never watched that video I wanted y'all to watch.
Which one?
The one that I told you I was going to use for my show, and then I said y'all could have it.
About grapefruiting?
No, it's really... Well, I haven't watched it either, but it's supposed to be really good.
Grapefruit for Man?
That you can one? End the show with it.
Well, I'm not playing a video. It's too hard. Is the audio good?
Yeah, it's time to go. I have to go to sleep.
Okay, of course. Did you get your money, Cheryl?
Yeah, thank you, honey.
Okay, now...
Bye, Cheryl.
Bye, honey. Right
where's your email? Deborah's.
I sent it.
Okay, that's right. I knew it was something like that. Mm-hmm. It's got to be sure since it's money.
Angels for God's creation.
Sure. Whatever. Okay, so this goes to... Too bad I had all that money in my account for a while, and now it's gone.
That's how it happens. The white man comes and takes it away.
That's right. But he sometimes is black with a white person's accent.
True.
Okay, did you get your money?
I don't know. I remember I redid my phone with iOS 8 and then I deleted it off.
Huh?
Hmm. Let's see.
Where's this video you sent me?
Oh, I sent you the Google.
I don't know which Angela Lansbury masturbates.
Shh, be quiet. It's gold. There it is. I sent the link.
Began dancing as a child, the Isadora Duncan School of Greek Dancing was all the rage. And we would prance around wearing those funny little tunics.
Okay, I got it. God bless.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Very fun. Bye.
Bye, honey. I'll leave this on till the end.
Abreast, 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 easy. So, let's begin. I have a little routine that helps me to swing into action each morning. After I get out of the shower, I give myself a mini massage with aloe lotion. By doing this massage every day, I am literally staying in touch with my body. I can't help but be aware of whether or not I'm in shape. Once you've really examined your body, you have faced the moment of truth. Of course, we're all the product of our genetic heritage and certain things we cannot alter. But I do think that self-acceptance is vital. Give yourself a break. There's something to like in everybody. I take these few moments to focus on the day ahead. I think about each demand that will present itself in the coming day, and I visualize myself meeting it easily and well. I remind myself that I'm going to try to live each moment with a sense of peace, harmony, and calm. After all, it is the dawn of a new day, and anything is possible. Have you ever tried wallpaper? I did once in a house we used to have in Ireland. On the ceiling. How about that? I think femininity and sexuality go hand in hand. It used to be thought that women lose interest in sex after menopause, but now we know that just isn't true. Obviously, both you and your partner are different than you were 30 years ago, But if you can accept the inevitable physical and other changes, you can keep romance in your life. I believe it's important for a woman to try and maintain a certain sense of mystery about herself. And I think that can continue to any age. It's so easy to give up or to get lazy. It's worth it to continue to present yourself as a woman of loveliness and dignity. A woman who feels good and knows she's looking her best. She'll continue to attract attention as a feminine sexual person. The right kind of attention doesn't have to stop unless you want it to.
Yeah.